A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, in the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, we see the calling of the Lord through the prophet to the remnant of Israel who is broken, who is dispersed, calling them back to the land to be restored, to experience the healing of the Lord. The Lord says, "I will gather them from the ends of the world with the blind and the lame in their midst." The Lord desires to gather the people, to heal the people. My dear family, the most fundamental reality that we need to know is that God is our Father, that He really loves us and cares for us. And even if we have sinned and have become broken and dispersed, He wants us back home. He wants to pour upon us His mercy and forgiveness. That is why this prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He indeed healed the lame, and He indeed gave sight to the blind. But most importantly, those are signs of the restoration of the people as He brings them back to love and to be a family of God. This is the work of Jesus. In fact, all He talked, all He did, and the manner in which He died, revealed to us this love that comes from the Father. This love that is begging for our response. Because the Lord does not want to force us. He begs us to come to Him, to know that He loves us, that He forgives us. This, my brothers and sisters, is something that we need to pay attention to, because we may have it somewhere in the head, this knowledge, yes, I believe that God is my Father, but it needs to go to the center of my heart, so that when I am in trouble, when I'm going through anguish, when I'm feeling rejected, etc., I still know that God is my Father, that the essential reality has not changed, that I'm okay because He loves me and He's committed to me and He will see me safely home. Now, let us go to the gospel today. Bartimaeus, what an amazing man. He was blind, and yet it appears that he saw more than anybody in that crowd, because it seems like everybody else was accepting Jesus just passing by, not expecting much more. But Bartimaeus has a great hope. He believes that Jesus can heal him. He knows he has a great need for Jesus, and nobody's going to stop him. He cries out, and when the crowd tell him to shut up, not to bother him anymore, he continues to cry out. Now, another amazing thing happens. Jesus does not call Bartimaeus directly. He tells the people to call him. Why? Because Jesus is not only ministering to Bartimaeus, Jesus is ministering to everyone there. Jesus sees how those people are rejecting Bartimaeus, telling him to quiet down. So now he invites him, he calls him to call Bartimaeus. And amazingly, those people who up to now were telling him to shut up, now tell him, take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you. Suddenly they want to be in the sight of Jesus, and they realize Jesus wants this man to come. So they are called to ministry by Jesus, and they respond. Sometimes people that we may think are kind of hopeless, some people that we may think that they will never be able to serve the Lord because they are actually opposing God's work, we need to pray for them. We need to not lose hope about them. Maybe we can call them to do something for God, and we too might be surprised if we call them, if we encourage them to see them turn around. We cannot make them turn around, but we can pray and we can invite. And the rest is up to God and to their hearts as they may or may not respond. Now, going back to Bartimaeus, he immediately springs up, and the Gospel Mark tells us that he threw aside his cloak. Why did Mark remember this little detail? I think it is because this was a poor man, and his cloak was a treasure for him. But as Jesus calls him, he gets rid of everything that may be an encumbrance for him to be able to go freely to Jesus. It's a teaching for all of us. Don't let anything, not even something that is a treasure for you, hold you back from going to Jesus. We have to give them all we got in our response. Then Jesus told him, "What do you want for me to do for you?" The blind man replied, "Master, I want to see." But Jesus doesn't respond, "Okay, I'm going to give you this miracle so you can see." But rather Jesus says, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." In other words, Jesus first addresses a much more important reality. Because Jesus loves Bartimaeus, he doesn't want just for him to have a healing that is going to last so many years, because Bartimaeus is immortal. He's going to die like everybody else. Jesus wants Bartimaeus for eternity. That's why he says to him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." But immediately he did receive his sight. Jesus takes care of our daily bread, but Jesus goes deeper. He makes us a new creation. He makes us into new men and women. And what does Bartimaeus do? The Bible today, this gospel passage, ends by saying, "And followed him on the way." Bartimaeus followed Jesus on the way. So Jesus told him, "Go your way," and Bartimaeus made Jesus' way his way. May we too heed to this invitation. Let us realize that today we are the Bartimaeus. We are the blind who need to cry out, "Do not let the world tell you, shut up, there's no hope, everything is the way it is, don't expect any changes." The real, the only true transformation, the only true change can only be transmitted by the power of Jesus Christ. Cry out to him and let him heal each one of us today as we enter now into the Holy Mass, as we join Jesus offering ourselves to the Father. Let us trust, let us believe, so that our faith can save us, as did Bartimaeus.